Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The second baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Andy Kosko. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ted Wlander. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ken Hamlin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Rickard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pete Rickard. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentine moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentine scores. McMullen moves to third. It's 1-0, Senators. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a fly ball into left field. Kosko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard bunts towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Brinkman moves to second. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine who is chasing the ball. Verhals reaches third base with a triple. Cott goes all the way around to score. It's Twins, 1, Senators, 1. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verhals scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive towards short. Brinkman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Uhlander. McMullen reaches second base with a double. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-1 in the game. Casanova hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hamlin moves to second. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 0 in the game. Rickard bunts towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Hamlin moves to third. Brinkman moves to second. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hamlin scores. Brinkman moves to third. It's Twins, 2, Senators, 2. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brinkman scores. Valentine moves to third. It's 3-2, Senators. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentine scores. McMullen moves to second. It's 4-2, Senators. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott spins and fires to second and has McMullen trapped. There's the throw to Killebrew, who tags McMullen for the out. Howard moves to second. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Locke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0 for 1 in the game. Kosko is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhlander strikes out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaals misplays the ball. That's an error on Verhaals. Harrelson moves to second. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 2 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to third. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Brinkman is walked intentionally. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 0 in the game. Rickard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 2. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Locke. Mincher reaches second base with a double. Batty moves to third. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0-for-2 in the game. Kosko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Batty scores. Mincher scores. It's Twins, 4, Senators, 4. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-2 in the game. Olander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kosko moves to second. Casey Cox now pitching. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Locke strikes out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-3 in the game. Casanova hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Casanova reaches second base with a double. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Senators 4. The Twins will come to bat. Zoe Lovier-Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Als is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Ver Als takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tovar moves to second. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar scores. It's 5-4, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hamlin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Brinkman strikes out. 1 out. John Orsino pinch hits for Casey Cox. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a fly ball into left field. Cosco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 4. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Klein now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Cosco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cosco takes first base on ball 4. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cott hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Als scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Blasingame pinch runs for Frank Howard. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Locke hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-4 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.